Good Wednesday morning to all of you. Thanks for waking up with us. Us being Eric, Shauna, and of course, Michelle Spring over there. Training process going on. She will make her debut, from what I hear, right? 9 o'clock
That's right.
Hour.
Two for the price of one.
There you guys go. It's a twofer today. By the way, I've never had we'll just call it two co-hosts, basically, right? So a threesome, right? No, is that what they call that? It's my first. You never forget your first.
There's a first for everything.
That's right. First time. Hey, by the way, if you missed anything from this morning, 6 o'clock hour, we talked about the Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. Also, more important than that, the Video Game Hall of Fame inductees as well.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
I know. We have to wait until May, though, sadly. Also, in the 7 o'clock hour, we mentioned Roseanne, Trump naked statue, Obama fully clothed statue. All that is in the podcast section, WTUZ.com. Later, still to come, especially in that podcast section, Big Z Sports, back at it today with our weekly podcast. Myself, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, back at it with our weekly podcast. That'll be not only on our website, presented by Action Extreme Sports, but Facebook Live as well for all of you. And our boy Rich Redding from Lynn Drive-In will be here in the 9 a.m. Shauna, or 9 a.m. hour, Shauna, to talk about, of course, everything happening at Lynn Drive-In. They open up this weekend, Easter weekend, believe it or not.
Yeah, pretty exciting. You know, we were just talking about this, how with the warmer weather, and they do it rain or shine. You can sit in your car, turn on your wipers, or if it's cleared weather, beautiful out there. They have great facilities. Second largest and oldest outdoor theater in the nation.
Yeah,
first in Ohio.
Yeah, oldest in the state of Ohio. The second oldest, like you said, Shauna, in the country. Mm-hmm. That's for a drive-in theater. So it's basically a piece of history right here in the Buckeye State. But we'll talk to Rich later in the 9 a.m. hour. Also right now, what I have, a family four-pack of tickets to the IX Indoor Amusement Park. Instead of Shauna singing the jingle like she wanted to do, I said, no, we're not doing that. I'll just play the contest sounder, and we'll leave it at that.
That'll work.
Text us if you want to win these family four-pack. As I see the phone lines lighting up over here, text. Keyword is park, 330-339-9399 if you want to win that family four-pack of tickets. Might make a nice little Easter getaway, right? Have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Spring break. Great way. A lot of them on this weekend. Great time to get away and have some family fun.
Today is my wife's Friday.
Oh, it must be nice.
And then most of the kids, New Philly, don't they start? Isn't today the basically
most of them are
Friday?
All week. Yeah. A lot of them are all week. You know, it's days like this. I kick myself because I was an elementary education major when I started college. Could have this week off.
Well, where did you go wrong? Why'd you switch majors?
Oh, you know, those communication people made it look so fun.
They were having a blast. At least it seemed that way. Boy, were they in for something.
Had no idea what I had coming.
Yeah, I think New Philly does start their spring break today. So, yeah, my wife was telling me last night, you know, tomorrow's my Friday. Mm-hmm. Thanks, babe.
Hubby took a vacation day, and they have Good Friday off. So today is his Friday as well.
Don't we have Good Friday off, right? Aren't we off this Friday?
Yeah. I believe it's a national holiday.
Yes, we will not be here this Friday, as at least that's what I'm saying right now.
If we say it enough times, maybe it'll come true.
Hey, you hear about this woman in Mansfield? Apparently she doesn't celebrate Easter. I read the headline. Woman made lewd comments to Easter Bunny. What did the Easter Bunny ever do to this woman except for bring cheer and happiness to
maybe she liked the Easter Bunny a little too much.
This was at the Richland Carousel Park, like I said, in Mansfield over the weekend. Headline says, woman made rude comments and lewd comments to the Easter Bunny while taking a picture with the Easter Bunny. Now, listen, Easter Bunny's nice enough to take a picture with you. Could at least be
usually that's
nice
reserved
to
for the kiddos.
I don't know. Officers reported that the 54-year-old woman appeared to be intoxicated. You think. She had slurred speech, and she was unsteady on her feet. She must have been running around looking for all those Easter eggs. That's why she was,
you know, in my mind,
unsteady.
I'm sitting here thinking of all the things she could have said to the Easter Bunny.
Go ahead. What are one of the things?
No,
that,
they're not airworthy.
That comes
I'll tell
to
you
mind
later.
Over there. Okay.
Well, when you say lewd enough to get the cops called on you.
Right.
I take it there.
Maybe tugged on his ears a little bit. Poked him in his eyes.
Yeah.
Kicked
Searching
him
for Easter eggs that
Kicked him below.
Or not on his person.
Kicked him below the tail, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, poor Easter Bunny. He will be okay, though, to make all those deliveries this weekend. Hey, one thing I mentioned, too, out there, Shauna, there's rumors that YouTube maybe will be getting rid of all these conspiracy theory videos. You know I'm a huge conspiracy
guy. You are.
So all those folks out there who think the World Trade Center was an inside job and all these school shootings are a hoax.
And the JFK, that's a huge
one.
It's gone on for years and years.
All those videos could maybe be gone on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The conspiracy videos. I know now they put links up to, if you watch one of these videos, I think there's a link up to correct sources as to, you know, what actually happened. So, so maybe
alternative facts.
Yeah. So kids don't maybe go to YouTube for educational purposes. Yeah. I said kids on YouTube for educational purposes. And they really think that, 9/11 was an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with, Osama bin Laden.
And then a big argument ensues with their history teacher and mayhem follows after.
Can't have it. You can't have it. But conspiracy theory videos could be coming to an end.
Listen, I love YouTube. I do a lot of how-to videos.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not in agreement with this. I think you should be able to have that liberty to find whatever you want.
YouTube helped me, speaking of how-to videos, change my faucets in my kitchen sink.
Yes. You fixed your, what was it, your washer?
I don't think so.
One of those
Shauna, come on.
Appliances that had a runoff or something. I know you did. We'll figure it out later.
I'm trying to think.
You also did Google some videos of painting.
Yes.
I remember a long time ago when you were in a new house painting.
First time painter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm freaking Vincent Van Gogh out there. Have me paint anything. But I don't know what appliance you're talking about. But I was going to say, if I have an appliance issue, I mean, come on, you know who I'm calling.
You know what's funny?
Weaver Appliance, of course.
I've got to tell this story. I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to take it
anyways.
We always
have time for Weaver Appliance.
I was in a meeting yesterday, a professional meeting.
Yeah.
And did not even bring up Weaver Appliance. It was brought up to me. Stated that an appliance was purchased at a used-to-be local store, but no longer local, and was very unhappy because it had only been a few years. And she was very unhappy with this purchase, spent a lot of money. And guess who she decided to call instead of calling that quote-unquote local retailer?
Let me guess. Would that be our buddy Nathan?
Our friends up there at Weaver Appliance, they are coming in on Friday. She says they're going to come in and assess the situation, might be fixing it, or she may be getting a new one. Either way, she feels very confident in Weaver Appliance.
How about that? You guys should, too. Join the Weaver family. There's just another story. An unsolicited testimonial right there from Shauna.
And we hear them all the time.
We most
certainly
do.
You know, most of them are regrettable stories, like, I went here and I wish.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because of this, I'm going to Weaver Appliance.
Don't have that regrettable story, folks. Head to State Route 39 in Sugar Creek. Nobody has more in stock than Weaver Appliance. That's why they can offer that same or next day delivery. Same or next day, you're going to have that appliance in your home, hooked up, ready to go.
And how important is that? You can't go without a fridge.
When's Mother's Day?
It's in May.
That's, there you go. I can make a good Mother's Day gift. Get Mom a dishwasher.
And I'm real excited because coming up, you know, when you kick off Memorial Day and stuff, they have the best prices. Memorial Day, they have the 4th of July, and the prices are just phenomenal out there during their sales.
Right on, yeah. And you can always see more at weaverappliance.com. Listen, you had an unsolicited testimonial. We just kind of did an off-the-cuff, off-the-cuff read right there for Weaver Appliance. That's what it's all about, Michelle. Ad-libbing here in the radio business. You will soon learn. Hey, Babbling Brook, kind enough to join us.
Hey.
You feeling better?
I'm getting there.
Well, you look a little better than yesterday, so
you
have that going for
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
No
really
problem.
Know how to make a girl feel special.
Yeah, you did. Just talk to my wife, Brooke.
Okay.
But anyway, hey, you have Z News.
I do.
We're a little behind, so go.
Okay, all right. In this day in history, back in 1969, the 34th president of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, died in Washington, D.C. at age 78.
Wish my middle initial was D. Eric D. McElroy. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. In this day at 4 a.m., actually, in 1979, the worst accident in history of the U.S. nuclear power industry begins when a pressure valve in the Unit 2 reactor
Pennsylvania,
at
right.
Three Mile Island fails to close. And then in 95, Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett announced they were separating after 21 months of marriage.
Oh, that's almost a lifetime in the celebrity world.
Right.
Yeah.
Holidays for today is something on a stick day.
Like kebabs, right? Like, right? Shish
sure.
kebabs?
What about corn dogs? Would that count?
Hell yeah, that would count.
Those are so good.
Something on a stick.
Yeah. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. National Hot Tub Day. And Weed Appreciation Day.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, it's not that kind of weed, Eric.
Oh,
it's,
how do you know, Brooke?
The you know, dandelions, that kind of
sure
weed
is.
Appreciation
it's not
Day.
Even
do you appreciate weeds?
No, I don't.
No.
Actually.
Yeah, they're not really pretty to look at, I guess, but they do feed the bees.
I had to think about the question you were asking me there for a second.
All right, what's on TV tonight? The Voice is on at 8. Recap of the blind auditions and battle rounds. Survivor at 8 and Modern Family is at 9. In country news, Cassidy Pope is returning to The Voice this season to serve as an advisor, but not for Blake. She's going to be on Kelly's team.
Hold on. Blake's the one. She was on
Team
Blake.
She was on his team, yes.
Oh.
But now she's going to be on Kelly's team.
Wonder what Blake has to say about that.
I don't know. I'm sure he'll have something to say. But that's going to be on April 2nd, 3rd, and 9th. And then Nick and Vanessa Lachey, they're going to be hosting this year's Miss USA Beauty Pageant on May 21st. And it was 20 years ago that Vanessa won Miss Teen USA.
That's right. She did win that, didn't she?
1998. Huh. Yes. It's very pretty.
How about Nick Lachey, though? He's married to Jessica Simpson back when she was, you know, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now she's, yeah, just Jessica Simpson. But back then she was Jessica Simpson.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah. And now he's got a pretty hot wife again.
Yes, good for him.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what Blake would have to probably say to, what's her name?
Dang, is it time for a drink yet? I mean, coffee? Time to get up, y'all.
All right, Babbling Brooke. We will see you.
Hey, guess what, Eric? It's my Friday Eve.
What again?
It's my Friday Eve.
Yeah, right. That's great. So you won't be here Friday?
No.
Tomorrow's your actual Friday?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All righty then, Brooke. So
we'll throw that in there.
Short week for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Thanks.